And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, February 19th, 2014. It's the birthday of Carson McCullers, born Columbus, Georgia, 1917, author of The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, a Member of the Wedding, and other books. It's the anniversary of the publication of The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan on this day, 1963. It's the birthday of the novelist Jonathan Lethem, born in New York City, 1964, author of The Fortress of Solitude and other books. 1945, on this day, U.S. Marines began their invasion of Iwo Jima, small volcanic island 660 miles off the coast of mainland Japan, a small island about 8 square miles. William Manchester described Iwo Jima as an ugly, smelly glob of cold lava squatting in a surly ocean. An American Marine described it as hell with the fire out, but still smoking. The Allies wanted the island because it would be a good strategic base from which to bomb Japan, and the Japanese were well aware of that. And they dug a series of underground passages connecting deep caves and moved their troops and weapons into them, a complex 11-mile-long system of connected caves, bunkers, and weapons emplacements. Underneath the island's highest mountain, Mount Suribachi, was an installation 7 stories deep. On this day, 1945, 450 American ships congregated off the shores of the island, and a little after 9 a.m., the first Marine divisions made their way ashore. It was very quiet ashore. And then finally, the Japanese opened fire, and by evening that first day, more than 500 Marines were dead, 1,800 wounded. It was 4 days later the Marines raised the American flag on Mount Suribachi. It was photographed and became one of the most famous images of World War II. Of the 6 soldiers shown raising the flag, only 3 of them survived the battle, which lasted 5 weeks. 70,000 Marines invaded, 6,800 died. Out of about 21,000 Japanese, 20,000 were killed. Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, entitled Half the Truth. The birds do not sing in these mornings. The skies are white all day. The Canadian geese fly over high up in the moonlight with the lonely sound of their discontent going south. Now the rains and soon the snow. The black trees are leafless, the flowers gone. Only cabbages are left in the bedraggled garden. Truth becomes visible. The architecture of the soul begins to show through. God has put off his panoply and is at home with us. We are returned to what lay beneath the beauty. We have resumed our lives. There is no hurry now. We make love without rushing and find ourselves afterward with someone we know well. Time to be what we are getting ready to be next. This loving, this relishing, our gladness, this being puts down roots and comes back again year after year. Half the Truth, a poem by Jack Gilbert, from his collected poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.